Warren, first, for people who might not be familiar with PolitiFact, let's explain that you take things said by politicians, you check them against the facts, and then you give them a rating on your website. What are the possible outcomes?
We have five different ways of rating them. We have true, which is a statement which stands on its own. We have mostly true, half true, barely true, false, and then for something that's not only wrong, but ridiculous, we have our pants on fire rating.
And I've seen a few of those.
We have given out a few.
What about Eric Cantor's claim that half the filers pay zero federal income tax?
Well, it turns out that the congressman was right. We verified this through two different sources. The Tax Policy Center, which is a Washington think tank, projected in 2009 that 47% of filers would pay no income tax that year. Then the Joint Committee on Taxation sent a letter to Congress late last month estimating that 51% of what they call tax filing units, which are individuals and couples that file income taxes or would if they earned enough money, paid no income tax in 2009. So we rated the statement at PolitiFactVirginia.com true.
Now, the reason, of course, is the many deductions and credits and what some people call loopholes in the law. Now, let's emphasize you don't offer an opinion on whether these things are good or bad, just that they exist. And what did you learn about them?
What we found through this claim and others is that actually there are more loopholes or tax breaks in the income tax, or the value of the loopholes in the income tax exceed the income that the United States takes in through income tax collections. The U.S. takes in about $950 billion a year in income tax and revenues, and I think the value of the loopholes is about $1.1 trillion. The most popular loopholes, of course, are the mortgage interest deduction and the cost that employers pay for providing health care coverage. In the debate in Congress right now, there are a number of people who say, including Mark Warner, Senator Mark Warner from Virginia, that that these loopholes need to be on the table.
So then, Congressman Eric Cantor's claim that half of federal filers pay no income tax is found by PolitiFactVirginia.com to be true. Now, we'll be talking with Warren Fisk on a regular basis about the things Virginia politicians say and whether or not they have their facts in order. I'm Fred Eccles reporting.